Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Amanda Rodriguez, founder of DudeMom.com.
Now, if our listeners have never heard of it, tell them what DudeMom.com is.
First of all, everyone should have heard of it by now. No, I'm just kidding. So DudeMom is a family lifestyle blog that I dreamed up in my basement while working at home with my toddler and my newborn back in 2008. And it's just a family parenting type website. Do a lot of fun things on there.
So you said, you know, you came up with the idea in 2008 when you had, I think, what, one newborn, but now you have, you know, your husband and you have three small dudes at home now. So where were you back? You said it was 2008. Was that, mm-hmm. Were you still in California or had you moved to Maryland by then?
Nope. I lived, in Maryland. And at the time I had a 6-year-old, a 2-year-old and a newborn. And now they're not so small anymore. In fact, today is one of my oldest son's 19th birthday. So.
Oh, happy birthday. wait, real quick. Where about in Maryland? Just so I can, you know, play up the whole, you know, hometown hero kind of a thing.
Sure. I live in Frederick. At the time I was living in like the Lake Linganore area, but we've since moved. My kids still go to the same school and all that. So we're in the same community, but technically we're in Frederick now.
Gotcha. Well, I am a Linganore Lancer alum myself. So
awesome.
I love it. Okay, cool. Yeah. Ashley, my wife, went to Westminster, but we're both general the same area.
Yeah, we're Oakdale family. So
Oakdale now. That's right. What used to be Linganore. That's I always blows my mind that you can live in Lake Linganore but not go to Linganore nowadays.
Right.
okay, cool. So yeah, like you mentioned, you know, they were all really young at the time and now they're, you know, one is celebrating their 19th birthday. How has that changed the different type of pieces you do? You know, you're probably writing a lot more, you know, I don't know, raising young kid articles, and now it's a whole different game.
Yeah, for sure. So I think the interesting thing about my website is that it wasn't geared at like telling people how to raise kids. It was more the funny stories and real life experiences of a mom who was raising kids. So that hasn't changed for me, just what those experiences look like and the funny stories are a little bit different. I'm fortunate in that my kids sort of grew up being a part of my blog, so they're completely fine with continuing to be a part of my blog, even though they're sometimes surly teenagers at this point. My son does TikTok dances with me. My other kids are always, like, you know, following me on Instagram and that kind of stuff. So I'm still telling the same stories about my life as a mom. It's just instead of diapers, we're talking about driving now, so...
From diapers to driving, yeah.
Yep.
And eventually back to diapers.
Let's hope not.
We got a long time before that. Okay, cool. So in addition to parenting, give our listeners a little flavor of, you know, what other types of stuff do you cover? You know, is it fashion, diet? What, you know, give us a smattering.
Sure. So I write about style. Because I was also, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I guess, I was on What Not to Wear at one point. So I was that person who got a makeover on national TV and it changed my life, I guess, for the better. So I talk a lot about relatable fashion things, like how you kind of fall into the wearing sweatpants every day rabbit hole and how to climb out of that. I write about recipes, even though I'm not that great of a cook. I think I'm like the perfect person to tell other people how to cook, because if I can do it, anyone can do it. And I actually wrote a book like a year ago, and it is about parenting. So it's like all the things that I wish I would have known when I was a new mom, and the things that I wish I would have focused on when I was a new mom, to sort of help other people through that process. So that's pretty much all of it.
Cool. Hey, you know, feel free to plug the book some more. You know, what's it called, and you know, where can we get it? You know, maybe it might make a good, why would it be a good holiday gift, maybe?
Oh yeah, for sure. The book is called 50 Things to Do in Baby's First Year. And it's not really the parenting book about like how to change diapers or how to burp a baby or anything like that. It's more about how to maintain your sanity and your relationships and yourself as a new mom. There's a lot of humor in it because I can't take anything entirely too seriously. And it's just a great first book for a first time parent, and it's perfect for the holidays. It's like stocking stuffer size, so it totally just can fit your size. And you can get it on Amazon.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned, you know, in one context of getting out of trying, you know, wearing sweatpants trap every day, but with with quarantine, I feel like a lot of us are back to the sweatpants pajamas every day. How did quarantine change the kind of stuff you wrote about? You know, I saw some stuff on there about, you know, some masks, designing masks, mm-hmm. you know, but talk about how this whole bizarre year has changed the stuff you cover.
So yeah, it's pretty much changed everything for everyone, right? So, I have written a lot about life at home with teenagers because, I mean, it's awful, I guess, for parents of small kids, but it's also awful just in a different way for parents of teenagers. Like teenagers are not designed to be locked in the house with their parents for 24 hours. So I talk a lot about that, and I have written a lot about like things that you can cook at home that your family's going to like, that everyone's going to be filled up with, because I feel like every day I wake up and I'm like, can you guys please use your school stomachs? Because all my kids do is eat. They wake up and they eat the entire time they're on virtual school. They eat after virtual school. It's like a never ending story of putting food in their bodies. So I write a lot about like the things that a not very good cook is cooking that my kids actually love.
Nice. Do you have any, you know, favorite pieces over the years that you look back on? I mean, I know if you're like me, it's almost like, oh my God, it's so such a constant fire hose of stories. It's hard to even remember what you did last week, let alone, you know, 10 years ago. But I mean, are there any that stood out like, damn, I'm pretty proud of that one?
There's a couple of them. I would say I wrote this one potty training one that for some reason everybody loved it. And I was pretty proud of my kid who technically potty trained himself, but I totally took credit for it. And there's a few that I've written. I try to do birthday ones for my kids, like 15 things I want to tell my 15-year-old. And I really like those because I can look back on them. I can give them to them. And I hope that one day when they're, you know, 30, 40, whatever, they look back and want to read those as well.
Right. Like a more expanded version of a baby book, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I totally gave up on those, like, when my kid turned 3.
Exactly. Hey, how do you think, because I was reading in your bio, I know you were a former middle school language arts teacher through Teach for America, mm-hmm. you know, before you became a stay-at-home mom and then started the blog and everything. How do you think your time in middle school classrooms shaped you as a mom? Because I, you know, my sister-in-law used to be a teacher, and I just feel like there's a certain language that you can have on relating to kids.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And I think I perfected my mom face, which back then it was just my teacher face, but now I use it as my mom face. I totally perfected that in my classroom. And really, I think the time I spent as a middle school teacher is probably the most valuable, because I feel like that's one of the most challenging times as a parent and as a kid, just like dealing with the whole middle school experience, going through middle school, being a middle schooler, and really like relating to kids that are, you know, between that like 11 and 13 year old time frame. So yeah, I think, you know, sort of understanding the challenges that they're facing and like trying to put myself back in my classroom and or back in my 13 year old years myself, to really understand some of the like emotional things and social things and all that type of stuff that they're going through at that age. It's, you know, I think we can all agree that middle school is super awkward for all of us.
Oh, absolutely. So it's nice that you're there to document it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I covered that greatly.
For sure. You know, what's in a title, as they say, dude, how cool is it? Or what's the significance that it's, you know, you're writing from a perspective of a dude mom rather than a dudette mom, you know, like why'd you want to call it that in terms of like, you know, I'm a mom of three dudes and I'm, you know, a badass.
Yeah. It's funny because when I first, my blog was originally called something else. It was called Parenting by Dummies before. This is before I understood, like, you know, maybe copyright is a thing. So I changed it to Dude Mom. And it's funny because when I first changed it, I would get all these emails like, hello, sir, because people thought that I was a dude who was a mom. Yeah. And there's like all
like
this
a Mr. Mom. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm an actual mom. I'm not a dude who's a mom. I'm a mom who's a mom. But for me, it was just, I identified that way from the, you know, the time I found out that I was having my third son. It's like, well, looks like I'm a boy mom, but that was already taken and it's pretty boring in my opinion. Not that they're not awesome, but you know, just it was like, I wanted to be something cooler. So I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. And that's why I'm a dude mom.
Awesome. Well, it's worked out, you know, I think I just saw you have like over 14,000 followers on Instagram. I see you do a newsletter as well. Like how did you actually build your following? Like what would be your advice if there's other bloggers out there to be able to reach such an, you know, I mean, it basically exploded.
Yeah. So I would say the thing that works for me is that I've been doing this for a really long time, and there are new challenges out there for people who are just getting into like what they now call the influencer space. You know, algorithms have changed and all that kind of stuff. So I cannot pretend that it wasn't a little bit easier for me than it is for people now. There weren't a ton of bloggers when I first started. I was on a national TV show more than once, in fact. So those type of things sort of helped grow my following at an early time and then just sort of took it from there. But now I can say I do a lot of coaching to other bloggers and other influencers and brands and stuff. And I think the best bit of advice I can give is to just really be authentic. I think the reason people read Dude Mom and the reason people interact with me on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all that is that it's just relatable, and like I keep it all the way real and I am who I am. And sometimes those pictures you can see, like, you know, my kids' dirty clothes in the background and my dogs like fighting, not for real, but sort of in the background, and like just real life things. And I think people really relate to that. So yeah, as much as possible, be the person you are and like find the interesting things that are going to relate to other people and share those.
Awesome. That's great advice. Sort of bringing it full circle, you know, I know your bio says, quote, you reluctantly reside in Maryland and lament leaving California sunshine. where in California are you actually from? And, you know, what prompted the move? Was it the Teach for America that brought you here?
No. So I'm from L.A. and my husband's from San Francisco. So we met in college at UC Irvine in Orange County. But my parents were here. So they had left California when I went to high school and went to Europe. And then they came back to like the Northern Virginia area. So, you know, I did all college by myself. I did Teach for America actually in Oakland because I wanted to move up to where my husband was. He wasn't my husband at the time. And then when we found out that we were having our son, I was like, well, I'm going to need to live by my mom. So we need to move across the country. Fortunately, he was down for that. And he decided to come too. So we moved, and that was like 19 years ago, almost exactly.
Gotcha.
So I think I wrote that little blurb in the middle of the winter because no matter how long I stay in Maryland or on the East Coast or whatever, I don't think I'm ever going to accept that snow is a part of my life. So that's why I lament my move every single winter. I'm like, why am I here?
Well, I mean, climate change, the way it's going, you might not have to worry about it. Last year, we hardly got any snow. So who knows?
We'll see. Is true.
Suspicion will get crushed this year, probably just because I feel like we're due. But
right. No, I agree.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for joining us. This was great. Everyone, you know, pick up a copy of the book, and you know, we'll link to it and everything. In closing, you know what? Why should our listeners head on over and check out Dude Mom? You know, in the coming weeks or months. You know, you got anything? Any fun stories planned?
So I wish that I could say that I was super proactive and already have my entire calendar planned out. I don't, but I can say that I have some really good gift guides coming out for teenage boys, probably an awesome giveaway or two thrown in there, like around the Black Friday thing. I'm planning to do a support local Frederick to sort of help local businesses, type of a gift guide. And last but not least, you can always count on my son and I to provide you with some excellent entertainment on Fridays when we do our dances together. They don't always go as planned, but
TikTok. All right.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.